Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the last episode of Ask Shane Anything for 2025. That's right, we've made it to the end of yet another year, and another year of awesome questions that you guys ask me. I mean, honestly, if you do the math here, 3 questions per episode, we do roughly 50 episodes per year. That's 150 really awesome questions from you guys. So thank you very much for participating. But mostly, I just want to say thanks to everybody who pledged at that Ask Shane Anything tier in 2025. That's $7 per month. Without you folks, this show just simply doesn't happen. So thank you very much. And of course, thanks to all our patrons for supporting us through 2025. You guys are all awesome. We really appreciate it. Just a quick note before we get going here. This episode is a little different. I am doing kind of an inside baseball episode here where you guys have asked me a bunch of questions about Sifted and games media and stuff like that. So it's the last episode of the year. It's maybe a good little chance for us to do a little mini Sifted summit to talk about some stuff on the site and with the podcast and all that. So anyway, thanks again for all your support this year. If you're going out for New Year's, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Take an Uber. Make it some kind of a plan with friends so that you guys are not drinking and driving, but make sure that you guys also have a really good time. Let's get to this week's question. Okay, question number 1 from the last episode of Ask Shane for 2025 comes from Loshik. If Microsoft ceases to exist as a first party, how will it impact gaming media? My concern is further contraction in the space if Nintendo and PlayStation live in their own silos. This leads to less headlines and less compelling reasons for people to consume gaming media and journalism. As someone who sees all the metrics, is this a big deal for people like you? Has this already happened with Xbox's focus on Game Pass? So, Lashik, I think you kind of answered your question with your last question there. Like, has it already happened? It has already happened. Like, we're already in a world where Xbox and Microsoft is not really a first-party platform holder anymore. It's making games for all platforms now. Now, it does still keep a couple things. There's kind of like timed exclusives going on a little bit with Game Pass, and still some of the first-party games get a little bit of love on Xbox before they end up going to other platforms. But for the most part, we're kind of there already. And it really hasn't affected anything. I think what's impacting support and traffic more than anything right now is how everything's so splintered. And again, that's the result, though, of outlets not being able to survive. So what happens is an outlet gets closed down for various reasons, a different reason for almost all of them. And then all the employees from that website splinter out and do their own thing. Now, usually it's one thing, but sometimes with some outlets, it's like some guys do one thing, some people do another thing. And so what's happening is there are just so many outlets. It's weird because when I used to work at Game Trailers, like we had 10 major competitors maybe, but not really. It was really like Game Trailers, GameSpot, and IGN. We basically had like 2 major competitors that we were competing with for the most part. Now, with Sifted, it's just like dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. And it's not... there were dozens of competitors back 10, 15 years ago, but they weren't really competitors. Technically, they were, but they weren't drawing the same traffic as sort of the big 3 were. Now, everything's kind of splintered up. So you have all these Patreons going on, and all of them just have these kind of smaller audiences of fans, people who followed those people when they worked at their prior whatever and really resonated with them, and then go on to support them as they do their own thing. And as outlets have been dissolved, there's just been more and more and more of those. And I think what it's done is it's made it very hard to grow a Patreon. It's like you, as long as you really bust your butt like I do, you can mostly maintain your audience, at least once it gets to a certain low level. You kind of eventually find out what the bottom is for your audience. And then if you really bust your butt, you can hopefully maintain that audience. But for most Patreons launch at a total that they will never, ever hit again. That happens to pretty much every Patreon. I can't think of any gaming Patreons that are bigger now than they were when they launched. It's this thing where you just kind of sit and just slowly watch your revenue dwindle over time. And part of it could be a number of things why that happens. They may disagree with the review. I mean, seriously, They may disagree with the review that you gave a game. I have had tons of people drop our Patreon for that. They may disagree with you politically. I'm sure tons of outlets and Patreons deal with that, where if you say one thing that doesn't agree with someone's political views, they leave. There's just the financial situation. A lot of people right now are broke and can't afford to contribute to a Patreon, and we can't do this for free. And I mean, that's really the big problem here, is that you cannot live off YouTube revenue now. You just can't, because even if every video you put up does 50,000, 60,000 views, that is a pittance of revenue. I know it's hard to understand and hard to believe if you don't do it. So think about it. You see this old outlet that was shut down, and now its employees went over, and it's the same number of employees, and now they all need to be paid off of like $5,000 to $10,000 a month. It doesn't work. So it's just, everything has been spread so thin, and as more Patreons launch and this stuff keeps happening, I become more and more appreciative of our audience, of the people who stick with us. And I think, you know, we've been around for 10 years. People know we're not going anywhere. People know I'm going to get up every day and bust my ass. People know I'm going to get up every week and try to make the best freaking gaming podcast on the planet. That's my goal. People know I'm going to do it. So I think that's why people have stuck with us. We've been here. It's not like something we're trying or whatever. We've been doing this. I think that helps. But it's still not a good scene out there. And I think next year there's going to be a reckoning. It feels like this year there was a ton of new Patreons that launched. And again, you launch at that number and it just slowly goes down until you have to start cutting things and cutting employees and making really hard decisions. That's just the nature of Patreon. And Patreon does nothing to keep that from happening. It doesn't care, as long as it's making that cut off of your fans every month. So, I don't know. I guess I would say that really nothing has changed since Xbox went kind of, if anything, it kind of creates more stories now, because it used to just be Microsoft would announce a game and you knew it was coming to PC and Xbox. Now when Microsoft announces a game, there's some pin action off of that. Like, what other platforms is it coming to? Is it going to come day and date on those other platforms? Is it going to be a time exclusive on Xbox? Is it going to be a time exclusive on PC? There's a lot of mystery. And mystery is what creates compelling content. So I honestly, as far as like how many links our users click per session, that hasn't changed at all since Microsoft sort of shifted its focus and now is focusing on Game Pass and kind of being a multi-platform publisher. Okay, next up we have a question from Don Lionheart. Hey Shane, what's up Don? I want to ask about Game Face's length. You regularly say things like we're over time, we're almost at time, or I'll have to cut this topic for time. Why is that? What made you settle on 3 hours for Game Face? Why do you continue to feel it needs to be 3 hours, give or take? One of my favorite things about podcasts is they have the freedom to be as long or short as is necessary. Why restrict Game Face to 3 hours and change? Oh, Dawn, there's myriad reasons why Game Face is 3 hours. First of all, at 3 hours, we're the longest gaming podcast, pretty much. I'm sure somebody can find some obscure podcast out there that's 14 hours long or something like that. But as of right now, we are the longest podcast in the industry. And you ask, why am I concerned about Game Face's length? For a ton of reasons. First of all, I have to pay somebody to co-host a show with me, and that how long we spend is how much they get paid. If you start bumping up the show, it's only right for someone who's an employee to be like, hey, I should get paid more. I understand that. That's fair. So that's part of it. The other part of it is that for every minute of Game Face, that's work for me. That's way more work. Like, look, I'm assuming you're talking about podcasts where people just show up on Zoom and sit there with their mic and talk for as long as they want to. There's no work involved with that other than the time you spent preparing for that. I have to prepare footage to run with everything that we talk about. That takes a lot of time. 3 hours a week. I mean, again, the Game Face normally would be produced by like 5 or 6 people. I'm not exaggerating. What Game Face is and does every week, at the very least, would normally have 5 people working on it. And I'm doing it all by myself. So I can't do anymore, Dawn. I mean, that's really the truth of it. I can't do anymore. That's it. I'm at my limit. And I'm not going to ask Matt to do more for the same money. And the other problem, too, is that, like, people don't want podcasts that are over 3 hours long. They just don't. I mean, you can look at the numbers for Game Face. It's criminal how low the views are for Game Face, for how good that show is and how much work is put into that show. So it isn't paying off. It just isn't. Having a longer podcast is not what people desire. If you look at the biggest, most watched, most viewed gaming podcasts on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, they're all like an hour long. They are. That's just the truth of the matter. So looking at data, looking at my resources as far as my time and the money that I have to pay, 3 hours is crazy, honestly. Like, the fact that we do a three-hour podcast is nuts. And then there's just, like, sitting there for more than 3 hours. I'll just be honest with you. By the time the show is over, like, I'm done. It's like, I have worked my butt off for 2 days before the show, and then the show happens, and I have to be on it for 3 hours while I'm hosting a show, trying to create an interesting discussion, while I'm running a TriCaster at the same time. When the show's over, I am toast. I am exhausted. And then I have to come home, and I have to go work another 6 or 7 hours, like getting the show ready and catching up on the stuff that happened on the site while I was doing Game Face. It's crazy. I don't think people understand how much I give to this. I really don't. I mean, I could talk about it all day, but unless there's a little camera sitting in this room and you see that I start at 7 in the morning and I stop at 9 p.m. at night every day, you're never going to understand it. So, I don't know, man. I'm giving it all I got, bro. That's all I can say. Okay, our last question for Ask Shane Anything for 2025 comes from Bachby. With YouTubers quitting having become a thing, it made me wonder, how are you thinking about the future of the site and podcast? Do you feel like you want to play and talk about games in this way until you literally get too old to do it anymore? Or, without having to go into anything specific, if it's too personal, do you have a rough idea of when you'd like to retire? Well, Bobby, the first thing I'm going to say is, like, when would you ever get too old to do this? I mean, sure. If I'm incontinent and I'm in a nursing home and I can't take care of myself anymore, sure. If I'm lucky enough to live to that age, then maybe I would quit because of age. But, like, there's granny streamers who do 5 times the views that we do. So the door is there to walk through it, to keep doing this, I mean, potentially as long as I want to. Now, the bigger thing becomes, like, the financial part of it. I am getting to the point where I need to seriously start thinking about my retirement. And I'll get to my age of retirement and all that stuff. But look, I'm not like someone who's sitting here like, I can't wait to retire. I have things I want to do when I do retire. I want to make an album and I want to write a book. So it's not like I'm looking at retirement as like, I'm going to be bored, I'm going to have nothing to do. But at the same time, I might be bored and have nothing to do. Like, I don't mind working for the most part when it doesn't become a grind and a pattern. And with the way things have been on Sifted for the last 2 years, it has become a grind and a pattern where if like one little blip or disruption happens, it throws everything else into chaos. It's like a cascading thing where, oh, we didn't get this done in time, which means we're not getting all the other stuff done in time. And it has turned into just a pattern for me doing the same thing on the same day at the same time, week after week after week. And that to me is maybe the biggest deterrent to continuing to do something, not just Sifted, just anything in general. Just feeling like a robot, you're doing the same thing. Now, one thing I'll say about my job is, one, a lot of people would kill to do this job, and I totally understand that. But two, the other thing is that, like, it's different all the time. So even if I'm doing the same thing, each game provides a different opportunity to handle content in a different way, change how I look at games, things like that. So it's not really that much of a pattern, but at the end of the day, it is the same. Every Monday, I get up, I curate, and then I edit an episode of Pactor Factor. That goes up all day Monday. After I've done that, then I have to do all the pre-production for Game Face. Then on Tuesday, I do Game Face. Then I get home and I go through that whole process of publishing the episode. Then on Wednesday, I do all our shorts and I do a bunch of catch-up on stuff that I haven't been able to do during the week. Get free games to people who want to name that game tune. On Thursday morning, I record Ask Shane Anything, and then it takes all day to edit that. Then I publish it at night. And then on Friday morning, I record Pactor Factor Live. Edit that together. Get that up on the same day. Like, and then there's Monday again. Rinse and repeat. It's just, it is the same thing over and over. And that to me is, and I think everybody would agree with this, that's when something becomes work and becomes a job. So it's kind of felt that way for the last couple years. The creative things that I've tried have flopped this year. We tried to do like long form reviews. They were taking me like 3 days to edit. After we did a couple, people lost interest. So I try to keep doing things that will make my job more interesting and hopefully make our content more interesting for you guys. But the truth of the matter is that people just want podcasts, and that's pretty much it at this point. So you do feel like you're kind of just running in a circle sometimes. Now, talking about like how long do I want to do this and when I'm going to retire and stuff like that. Like I said, when I started answering this, like a lot of it just comes down to finances. Like it's going to get to a certain point where I am not going to be able to afford to keep making this amount of money for much longer. And so things need to improve here on Sifted, or I'm gonna have to start thinking about some alternatives. That's just reality. I mean, the money that I'm making right now, I will be on the street in retirement. So something's got to give. It's not imminent or anything like that. I still have a lot of time. I'm not as old as you seem to be intimating. I still have plenty of time. But then there's also this, like, I have a couple ideas for things that, like, maybe might be my final career thing that I've been working on kind of behind the scenes, but not seriously. Just ideas always pop in my head, and sometimes I pursue them, sometimes I just write them down and forget about them, but I have a couple that I'm like, that might be really huge. So there's all that stuff whipping around right now. But for me, my focus right now is to make Sifted as awesome as possible, Game Face as awesome as possible, and make Sifted a success because I believe in it. I believe in the website. I believe in our content. I think anytime somebody runs a business, this is just normal stuff that you think about. And I'm very proud of the fact that we just made it to 10 years. Most businesses never do that, and that's because of you guys and girls. So thank you very much. I don't have like a date for retirement. I don't want to work past like 70. And by work, I mean like doing stuff, hoping that it makes money. Like I want to write a book and make an album. And at that point in my life, I won't care if they make money or not, hopefully. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm looking at things. But right now my focus is 1000% on Sifted, Game Face, and all that good stuff. Okay, that's it for a revealing final episode of Ask Shane Anything here on Sifted Games at Sifted.net. Again, a huge thanks to anybody who's pledging anything at patreon.com/sifted. A special thanks to those of you who've been pledging at that Ask Shane tier all year. I appreciate you guys very, very much. Thank you so much. And since this is my last chance to say hello and goodbye in 2025, I just want to remind you guys, if you aren't interested in helping us on Patreon, you don't like subscription services, you can help us out at donate.sifted.net. You can punch in any amount there. It takes every credit card and PayPal in over 100 different countries. If you just want to thank us for the whole year of content with one payment, a lot of people do that and have been doing it, which I appreciate very much over the last couple weeks here. If you want to do that, just go to donate.sifted.net. If not, no big deal. We take questions from everybody. We answer questions from everybody. And speaking of which, I'm about to go on break here, but when I come back, we're going to need more questions. So go to sifted.net, click the link in the header, go to our forums, ask me questions, and I'll be back in 2026 to answer them. So again, everybody have a very safe New Year's Eve, but also have yourselves a good time. And don't forget, sleep is for the dead. Play games instead.